Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm looking at an article here about the housing market in Dallas-Fort Worth, and Dallas-Fort Worth is the number two housing market in the nation.
Behind Vegas, I believe, but there it is booming right along.
Yeah, Las Vegas was number one, which I guess should not come as a surprise, but Dallas-Fort Worth is right there, and you know, obviously, it just speaks to the economy of North Texas in general.
It is, and as a matter of fact, we're in a situation now to where that I almost am nervous when I say this, but right now the national economy is booming, the Texas economy is booming, and of course, the Dallas-Fort Worth area is a leader in that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You don't want to jinx it if that's what it is. But don't speak too loudly when you talk about that. Things do look awfully good at the moment. But the median price of a house in Dallas, this report says, $340,000.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, coming out at the same time, based on last month, if you get to what they call Far North Dallas, it was like the ones sold were $370,000. The ones listed now are like $430,000 as a median.
So that's as of now.
Yes.
So going forward,
right,
they're going up even more.
That's right. As a matter of fact, sales and prices both have gone up strongly from month to month and over October last year as well.
Are we likely to see any carryover of that out into Northeast Texas?
Maybe some on that, but not a lot, I'm afraid.
Yeah. It's difficult. You would think things would be relative, but in this particular case, I mean, if you sold your house in Greenville or Commerce at a pretty good price, I don't know that you could afford to then move into Dallas very easily.
Not easily. It is the case that the fact is Metroplex has grown very much along the interstates and very much north and south, and by the time you get as far off an interstate as Commerce, even though we love it, it doesn't do much for housing.
You would think, though, that also you would start to see people saying that they could buy a home so much more cheaply if they will go a little bit further east to Hunt County. And, of course, we have seen a lot of growth. They seem to be seeing a lot of growth, in particular, in Greenville these days.
Yes.
The other top markets, Tulsa, Little Rock, Charlotte, all in the south.
They are, yes.
And they're looking for another sales to go up another 6% next year, where the national rate is an increase of 2.5%. So it is.
One of the things in these areas, you do generally have the more favorable business climate.
Yep.
Taxes is a consideration here. Job growth, and so that's where the strong market is.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and as a matter of fact, we are going to transition here into talking about the Texas economy in general, and there's an article out lately looking at the effect of Hurricane Harvey. And the effect wasn't all that much.
No, as a matter of fact, I was very surprised when I saw that. Mm-hmm. For example, the agricultural loss was not as large as with some other hurricanes.
$200 million in agricultural losses, and that's nothing to sneeze at, and that's not good, but it was not as much as expected.
Nor as much as, again, a couple of the last hurricanes. Yeah. I was very surprised by that.
Yeah. This report was coming from an organization that I know you watch very carefully. That's the Dallas Federal Reserve.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks before the Federal Reserve has their policymaking meetings, they put out what's called a beige book.
Right.
And each of the 12 Federal Reserve districts will give a pretty thorough analysis of conditions in that.
Uh-huh. What is it, besides the lack of regulation that we all and lower taxes, is that the whole story of why the Texas economy is doing so well, or are there other things too?
Well, the climate, but we have a very good transportation infrastructure here. This is, but that favorable business climate, the taxes and the regulational environment, that's both very important.
How does Texas keep its edges? More people move in from other parts of the country, don't have the same point of view, and that may bring changes about as time goes by.
One would think that it would, but one thing, and the data are very clear on this, is that If you get those taxes up there too high, it does. Businesses will move.
So that might be the signal that you know, kind of straying from the path.
Yes.
If that starts to happen.
Right.
Okay. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
My pleasure.
A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.